Amen. This world is not my home.
Amen.
I remember when I was in the army. Amen. I got drafted, and it was the first time I was away from home for any extended period of time. Amen. Went to boot camp, and when you in boot camp, it's 2 months. You get a haircut that's just, I mean, military haircut. They make you a GI. You are government issue. They break you down. You don't have no inkling of the outside world. Amen. And like I say, the first time I was away from home for any extended period of time, and I just couldn't wait to leave. Amen. I couldn't wait till that furlough. Amen. When you get a chance to go home.
Amen.
Go home to family, to friends. Amen. To familiarity. Amen. Go home to, most of all, to a home-cooked meal.
Amen.
I don't know. Most of y'all haven't been in the military, but in the military, you have slop. They just feed you by the... They make it in these big pots. And then you herd through like animals, and they bam, bam, bam. That's it. The line keep moving. I don't want none of this. You just move on down to the next one. If you ain't get your plate out there in time, you don't get nothing. You got to keep the line moving. But like I say, there's no place like home. Amen. No place like a home-cooked meal. My mama's home-cooked meal. I just couldn't wait till that time. Amen. Some of us have taken long trips. We've been to places of interest. Amen. It may look good. Amen. You've been to the Grand Canyon, or you've been to the Painted Desert. You've been to a lot of places that you want to bring something back with you. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to bring a rock or a tree or sometimes even a wife. I remember when I was in the Army down in Virginia. Amen. I hadn't been home for a while, and every girl looked good to me. Amen. I wanted to marry everyone. Bring them home. Amen. Amen. But, amen, the longer you stay, the longer you filter these things out. And, nah, that ain't the one. How you doing? This is going to be a little preacher. He be watching and listening to every word you say. Amen. I love that. Because he is very attentive. Amen. But, you know, like I say, you filter out things. Amen. And after you on these long trips, you get back home and you unpack, and there's nothing like sleeping in your own bed.
Amen.
It's just like, you know, you can have some feather pillows and some silk sheets at these stay at motels or these places you go that make you feel good. You feel comfortable. Amen. But your old cotton sheets at home, something that you done wove a little thin, you know what I mean? No place like home, I'm telling you. Amen. You know, in these examples I've given you, the first one, I was away from home for over 3 years. Amen. It seemed like a long time. Amen. If we can turn with me to 2 Peter, amen. 2 Peter, we'll start in the third chapter at verses 8 and 9. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. This world is not my home. Amen.
Amen.
This world is not my home.
19?
No. Chapter 3, we start at verse 8. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. Excuse me, it reads this way. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day.
All right.
Said the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is, get this, long suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Like I was saying, when you are away from home for a while, I was away for 3 or 4 years. Everything, you wanted to bring things home, amen. When 3 years turn into a long time. But it said in verse 8, it says, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day with the Lord is as a thousand years. So if you are away from home for any extended period of time, 3, 4 years, you still have not even scratched the surface of time in the Lord's sight. One day as is a thousand years. It's been over 2,000 years since the Lord left. So, what, 2 days?
Yes.
2 days.
In the Lord's time.
2 days.
Yes.
Which is nothing.
Yes.
But I want you, excuse me, I want you to understand that we can't give up hope. We can't give up watching and waiting for the return of the Lord. The Lord said, I go to prepare a place for you. And when I'm finished, I'll come and get you. Regardless to how long it takes.
Hallelujah.
Now, some of us may be blessed to hear that call before others.
Yes.
By that I mean some of us are going to have to die.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
But we're blessed.
Amen.
If we die in Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
We're blessed because it said the dead in Christ are going to be the first to know that it's homegoing time.
Amen.
They're going to be the ones that hear the voice of the Lord, the trump of the Lord.
Amen.
They're going to be the ones that wake up. So the ones that die in Christ, they're not going to have to suffer what we who are left here to be caught up. They're not going to have to suffer what we hear on the radio and see on the TV and read in the news. And Lord knows it's terrible. The things that are happening in this world are terrible. So I'm just trying to encourage you to stay diligent.
Amen.
To stay ready. In that same chapter, in verse, I believe it's 12, it says, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of the God, day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
It says in verse 13, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Like I said, here on earth, there's all kinds of evil going on. there's all kinds of hatefulness going on.
Yes, it is.
Even, I started to say, you can't even go outside your house. But you, even inside your house, the devil tries to get inside of us.
Amen.
He tries to get inside your children. He tries to get inside your spouse. He tries to get inside of you to make you act up. Because he knows that the coming of the Lord is at hand. He knows that us that believe, that us that are waiting for that home going, that is soon to come. Amen. Like I say, be diligent. Know within yourself and within your heart that God is coming. Home. Like I say, I remember coming home to, you know, at home is there's certain ways of your home. In my mother's home, there was no smoking, no drinking, no cussing. Amen. Every year, she would do in the spring what she called spring cleaning, where everything would be taken out and cleaned. Amen. The wintertime, you know, you kind of, it's muddy, it's inclement weather, you just kind of gather things. But come spring, everything got to be clean. Amen. So, in saying that, our home in heaven is going to be Jesus. It won't have to be. It's going to already be sprung clean. It's going to already be clean. Amen. The thing that I like about it is that at home, you can relax. In our new home, it'll only be people like us. There won't be no watch your back.
All right.
I don't know who's sneaking up on you.
No.
Everybody will be like us.
Hallelujah.
Everybody will be worshiping Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Everybody will be on one accord. Amen. Everybody will already have their spring clean and done. It says in verse 14, wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless.
Right.
You have to be without spot or wrinkle in order to get your keys to the mansion.
Amen.
There's no other way for you to be in your new mansion. So be diligent. Keep yourself clean, without spot and blameless. I didn't have much for you today, but I just want to encourage you.
Thank you.
I just want to encourage you to, you know, all through what happens, that this world is not, I can't explain to you enough, that this world is not our home.
Amen. Yes.
We may have a place, a roof over our head.
Yes.
Amen. It may keep us out of the weather. But the Word of God said this is going to burn.
Yes, it is.
It's going to dissolve. It's just temporary.
Hallelujah.
I am looking forward to my permanent place of residence.
Thank you, Jesus.
Everlasting.
Yes.
Forever.
Yes.
I don't have to worry about it catching fire, about it getting flooded.
Yes.
my mansion is going to be in the new heaven and the new earth. Because I am going to keep myself spotless.
Amen.
Without blame.
Yeah.
The enemy, you know, Sister, you, my wife said, you know, we get out of what you put in.
Mm-hmm.
We had a good time today.
Yes,
and
amen.
We've been having good times
yes.
on Sunday.
Amen.
And I
amen.
Truly believe that's what carries us through
Hallelujah.
To the next week.
Amen.
Right.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
God is good to us.
Yes,
all through the week, I heard the testimonies
mm-hmm.
where God has been good to us.
Yes.
We were truly giving God the glory because without Him, we could do nothing. Without Him, we would fail. But I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I love the Lord because He first loved me. Amen. And remember, whether we go by the way of the grave or we get caught up,
yes.
let's go home, saints.
Amen.
Let's go home together.
Yes.
Let's go home to the new, excuse me, to the new home and the new heaven.
Yes.
To our mansion that is being prepared for us.
Yes.
Amen. Keep your hearts encouraged. The enemy is going to try to come in. He's going to try to discourage you.
Yes.
But note that Jesus knows our every need.
Yes, He does.
He made us and He knows all about us.
Amen.
I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
I hope you'll be there.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Church, say amen.
Amen.
I want to be in the first resurrection.
Amen.
Yes.
I don't want to be in the second one.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to be in the first.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Y'all understand?